T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right, it's time for your Unicorn Cash Code right here on the 9 o'clock hour on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text RABBIT, R-A-B-B-I-T. Text RABBIT, R-A-B-B-I-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You've already had two local winners. Try to become the third by texting RABBIT, R-A-B-B-I-T, to 72881. Data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. One last time, text RABBIT, R-A-B-B-I-T. Text RABBIT, R-A-B-B-I-T, to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better run. Yeah, I predict an earthquake.
Although I'll be honest, it's felt like Friday to me for, like yesterday felt like Friday to me. I thought we were already at Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the double shifts or whatnot for me, but I've completely lost track of what day it is. I thought the same thing last week. You came in yesterday, it's Friday, right? And I was like, I don't think so.
I've been wishing people I have a great weekend basically for the last 2 days. And maybe it's just we all need to get there.
Well, it's a holiday weekend and, you know, that one I feel like is acceptable because then it feels like you're celebrating the holiday weekend and that you're just telling everybody, hey, let's go ahead and get there.
Yes. So anyway, happy finally Friday to any and all. Today on the show, Jason Smith's going to join us in the next segment. Co-host of Jason and John from 11 to 2, of course, Chris Harrington. Followed through on his promise and wrote the definitive Ja Morant versus R.J. Barrett column that is up at the Daily Memphian. So we will talk to him about that and more. I have assembled, with the help of the people, including those on Facebook and Twitter, the definitive list of the 200 things, not the 200 things, of the things that Memphis should be given on its 200th birthday. It was a very inspired list, and I had nothing to do with it other than assembling it. But it is a very fabulous list. My favorite one is Liberty Land, which is a rib-themed, barbecue-themed amusement park.
You have my attention.
Liberty Land. How about that? Liberty Land. But you can go over to the Daily Memphian and see the complete list. We'll talk about that later on in the show as well. The Toronto Raptors took a, I guess, surprising. I think we can call it surprising 3-2 lead in a gripping game last night. It was just like 2 minutes ago that it felt like people were saying, boy, this is no fun for Mark. Watch out what you wish for. And now he is one game from the NBA Finals. I'd say it's kind of fun for Mark, wouldn't you think?
100%.
100% fun for
particularly,
Mark.
I mean, when he was hitting that, he had a pretty significant three late in the fourth. That looked like a lot of fun for him.
It looked like he was having fun. It did look like he was having fun, and I enjoy it's not often that players leave your team and you root for them. Often when players leave your team, and I know that there's those out there who...
No, I would say, I mean, there's exceptions, but I think in general, I think you're right.
Generally, you don't.
Correct.
Well, they're then the enemy, like they, by definition, right? Particularly if they leave versus free, via free agency, or they ask for a trade or whatever. Did people root for Powell? I don't think people
root
for
Powell. No, but Powell, it ended pretty bitterly with Powell. It ended more bitterly with Powell than it did Mark, in my opinion.
Much. I mean, yes. I mean, because the perception was he asked for a trade. The perception was not that Mark asked for a trade.
Correct.
And I think that makes all the difference. One asked out, one did not. And he was also more liked when he was here. Yes, there is the 6% of people who rip Mark at every chance.
Yes.
But that percentage for Powell was 50%. By the end of his, I think, it wasn't a small minority of people who were fed up with Powell. It was a larger chunk of people who were fed up with Powell. I thought that was unfair as well, I'll be honest. But I thought it was a bigger, there were more misguided people out there around Powell than there were around Mark. So he was less popular when he left. He was less popular when he was here because he wasn't a big burly dude, right? Anyway, but I don't recall people rooting for Powell. I think most people are rooting for Mark, and I was happy to see them do what they've done. It's really remarkable. Milwaukee has not lost three games all year and has now lost three straight games. We'll dig into that a little more as the show progresses. The real big news from that game was, of course, Aaron Rodgers losing a beer drinking contest to an offensive lineman. Like,
as someone who completely understands this rule in life, you got to put yourself in best chances for success. That wasn't the best chance for success.
Yeah, no, not the best chance for success. And I'm, by the way, I'm going to get to the latest story from the Daily Memphian on the situation at the University of Memphis just here in a moment. But it did occur to me watching that beer drinking contest. If there were to be a tournament of beer drinkers, and we had to put up our local champion, you know, you identify your local athlete champion to represent Memphis in a tournament of beer drinkers, who would you nominate as a Memphis athlete to represent Memphis in this tournament?
Does John Daly still count as local?
Well, that would be the answer.
Right? Does he count? I don't know if he counts.
That is the correct answer.
I guess
if let's pretend he doesn't count just for a moment. Who else?
So if we're going like college, like someone that plays on a team, I mean, this is an easy one. I got a guy from Oklahoma, a guy that's a rancher, a guy that like wrestles hogs.
You're going Jackson Dillon?
And he's adopted the mullet lifestyle. I mean,
does he look like a beer drinker though?
Yes.
Maybe so.
Jackson looks like he can take down a case
effortlessly.
Yes.
Effortlessly.
Yes.
He's not a giant like fat slob beer drinker.
Correct. But no.
But he's a guy who could like drink a case and you would not
correct.
Know. Right?
Correct. Like he would just be like,
and
okay.
And then he'd go tackle another hog.
Exactly.
I have one for you.
All right.
And I actually think this would be my local. I mean, John Daly would be the local, very clearly, right?
If he counts.
If he counts. I think he might count. We can claim him. Anyway, how about Jonas?
Oh, well, that's free space.
Isn't it?
I'm actually upset that I didn't think of that.
Eastern European, right?
Eastern European.
Bearded. Correct. Giant. Like, giant.
Correct. I would imagine in his home, when he goes to get tap water, it just comes out as just a nice light lager.
A pilsner.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There's not a lot, though, who leap to mind. And maybe it's because you don't really think of the NBA as loaded with beer drinkers.
No, you think fat offensive linemen.
When you think beer drinkers, you think football players.
Yeah.
And they're the football players we know best. You know, Brady White, he's not entering any beer drinking contests. I'm not putting him in any beer drinking contests.
No, if one thing my travels in Southern California taught me is not really a huge, like, they're craft beer people, but they are not, that's not a crew that's down to pour out a case of Natty Light and just see how fast, do a case race.
Danny Wimprine, once upon a time, like.
Billy Barefoot?
No, he was a little guy.
Yeah, but.
Barefoot, Barely Barefield, that guy?
Yeah, whatever. He's from Orlando.
I think Wimprine might have been a.
Danny had
decent,
that one, yes.
Decent beer drinker. I don't think we have. Okay, go national now. National, you're talking about a. Let's do this. Let's do. You're putting together a tournament.
All right.
And you need. Who are your one seeds in sports beer drinking? I think Daly's a one seed.
Daly's a one seed. That seems to be.
Is Gronk a one seed?
Has to be, right?
Gronk has to be a one seed?
Gronk has to be a one seed. I mean, I guess maybe like he has more party reputation than straight beer drinking, but I just
No, but when you think, what is he? Yeah.
But I still think if I have to go to battle with a guy.
More than any offensive lineman in the NFL?
The problem is
they're not as recognizable,
yes.
So you don't even know them. They're even anonymous as beer drinkers.
Correct.
But there's got to be some Wisconsin.
Like, for instance, it was a Packers offensive lineman that absolutely put Rodgers to shame.
And no one's ever heard of this.
Exactly.
Right.
And then he did also do the real power move. When he took the after he beat him in the little contest, he grabbed another beer and chugged it just to show that he could.
All right,
huge
so
power.
Two move. One seeds are Daly and Gronk.
Yeah. I mean, are we allowed to use dead athletes?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a separate category. Then you get Babe Ruth.
Mickey Mantle.
You got Mickey Mantle. Yeah.
I mean, Wade Boggs has some legendary beer stories.
What's weird about that is when you think of Wade Boggs and stories, you think about chicken. He eats chicken every day, and then he had some. Didn't he have some sexual stuff going on there?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
How about Rex Ryan?
That might have also been hand in hand with the beer problem,
right? But he was a legendary. Like, I think people once said he could drink 107 beers in a day or something.
Yes, Rex. I mean,
but I don't think Wade is. I'm not giving you Wade. We're not going to put Wade as a one seed. He's not high profile enough for us.
Yeah, I feel like
how
both
about
Ryan.
Ovechkin? How about Ovechkin?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I still think one of the most fun things I've ever watched last year was just him celebrating with the Stanley Cup. Like, that month and a half of.
All right, so we got Daly, Gronk, and Ovechkin as one seed.
Yeah.
You notice, by the way, they're all white.
Yeah, I just think.
Is beer white?
I think beer's pretty white. I mean, there's a reason why. Think about it. Like, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's known for cheese and beer. And Wisconsin's arguably the whitest place in the country.
Craft beer is certainly white.
Yes. It's just,
beer is white.
It's a Viking thing. Like, you know what I mean? Minnesota. Like, they're beer drinkers.
Who's our fourth one?
Who's our fourth
one? Daly, Gronk, Ovechkin. I will say, I think Jonas is. Jonas versus Jackson Dillon. Who are you taking?
Well, Jonas, because he's 7-1.
I'm taking Jonas.
Yes. I told you I was a free space. I screwed up.
Who's our fourth one seed?
Fourth one. There's got to be another big. Yeah, I mean, it just give me also ran offensive lineman from Wisconsin. I mean, right? Like, give me Joe Thomas. Does he count? He's retired. Like, I don't know if Joe Thomas.
I don't think you can. I'm not giving you Joe Thomas.
I don't know if Joe Thomas can drink beer. I just assume he can't.
Joe Namath is being suggested on Twitter as our fourth one. I don't even know. I don't think he's as good a beer drinker as he. Oh, how about Jim Drunkenmiller?
Ah,
Are we going retired? I mean, how about Jared Lorenzen? If we're going retired college athletes.
Well, can I dip into the coaching fraternity for one?
How about Rex is my fourth?
I would like to submit another suggestion.
Oh, Rex had his stomach done, though.
Yeah, that's the other problem with Daly. But Daly had his stomach lap band, and he still powered through it. So that's just a testament to the human condition.
Daly can't do it if he has his stomach done. You could not. Is it speed or is it quantity?
Speed. Speed's
what
matters.
If it's going speed, they could do it.
Yes. Yeah, speed is what we're talking about. I mean, if we're just
Ric Flair.
Well, gold standard.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
President
yeah.
of Driven says Ric Flair.
Yeah. Yes. Gold standard.
Is no he questions. A known drinker? He's a known beer drinker? I met him once at a bar.
Yeah. There you go.
He's literally sitting at a bar at the airport at the airport Marriott, LaGuardia.
If I can dip into the coaching community, I would like to submit, this is more of a local SEC legend, but two-pitcher Freddie Kitchens, now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. If I can dip into that, I still – because now – Fat Freddy has really adopted the fat persona.
Uh-huh.
But that was always the legend, is that one of those pizza places in Tuscaloosa, he'd show up and then he'd take down two pitchers.
How about Dirk? He's German. Someone
well,
got
I mean, that's that just that seems
but not a one seed.
Yeah, one's too high.
Two people have suggested Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, yes. He has Broken Skull IPA available now in stores.
Is it you putting him over Ric Flair? We need our fourth one seed. We've got Daly, Gronk, Ovechkin.
See, Flair versus Austin's an interesting thing because if you value experience and the longevity of a career, no one's going to top Ric Flair in terms of drinking. But Stone Cold's a little younger still.
People are coming up with
like,
some good
Stone
names.
Stone Cold still at his drinking prime.
Zach Martin, says Spencer Echols.
Yes, yes, Zach Martin, yes.
But here's one. Bob Friggin Huggins.
Oh, well.
Is Huggins our fourth one?
Huggy has to be our fourth one.
Huggins is our fourth one over Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes.
So our two seeds, we moved on to two seeds now. Austin Flair.
Woody Amvall submits Larry Bird, also a pretty legendary beer drinker himself. Oh, God. I just got this in a DM. Jeff, this is on us.
What?
Sebastian Janikowski. How do we forget him?
Is he a one?
Who's he knocking out?
Who's he knocking out?
I guess
Daly, Gronk, Ovechkin, and Huggins. I don't think you can do better than that. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Janikowski.
God, what a tournament. What a tournament.
Taylor Lewan.
Taylor Lewan's another one,
would be Taylor Lewan would be awesome here.
Yeah.
If you had a dead tournament,
yes,
this would be your overall 100% number one seed.
Yes, Andre.
I mean, I got your Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
I got your Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
submitted by Henry Malvezzi is absolutely the overall 100% slam dunk one seed.
There's no question. The man would take down two cases of beer and then drive. Be fine.
Wait, Johnny Manziel's not on here.
Okay, Manziel never struck me as a beer guy. Manziel struck.
What is he drinking? I mean, what
Manziel
is he
struck me as a chug the liquor guy. I think in a former life.
I think Johnny Manziel would. Literally, is everybody on this thing white? Everyone is. How about Charles Barkley?
Barkley's got to be on there. There's no question. And also Jordan's got to be on there. Michael Jordan. Yes, Michael Jordan.
Just because he's a competitive?
No, and just because
he cut your throat.
Yes, and he was a beer drinker.
He was a Michael Jordan was a beer drinker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can find a lot of good internet stories on that one. A lot of good internet
stories.
Some
people say for local and and still alive, by the way, shout out to Pepper Rogers.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Charles Barkley for sure, says Bart Lewis. I've seen him in multiple golf tournaments with beer in his hands on the first hole, even in the morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to get those nerves off.
Is Barkley on a...
It's called swing oil, guys.
Is Barkley a two seed? We can't have two wrestlers. Janikowski, Austin Flair,
you sound
Janikowski.
Like the Memphis Hall of Fame now.
Manziel. Wade Boggs. We mentioned Wade Boggs. Wade Boggs is...
You're very.
I'm just anti Boggs.
Why?
I don't think he's colorful enough. I'm not colorful enough to be a one seed.
Like,
I'll make him a two seed.
There was a.
He's so thin.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Yeah, Wade Boggs is.
Seinfeld. Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez was a drinker?
Keith Hernandez would drink in the game. Like in the seventh inning, if he had a tough AB coming, he'd have to go get a frosty cold guy, knock the ice off.
All right. Our tournament features John Daly, Rob Gronkowski, Alexander Ovechkin, and Huggins as one seeds. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Sebastian Janikowski, Johnny Manziel, Wade Boggs, Taylor Lewan, Charles Barkley, et cetera.
Bill Herbie would like to submit Coach O.
I think Coach O is a two.
I would be doing my job if I at least didn't present that.
Coach O is a two seed?
I mean, I would not be doing my job.
To this. We may have put together an actual tournament bracket here, but we probably could do that. We could probably put together an actual tournament bracket. I did want to talk about something serious just for a moment, and that is the continuing situation at the University of Memphis, where the Daily Memphian reported yesterday that Tom Bowen resigned in lieu of an investigation, according to University Counsel Melanie Murray. So that is the latest here, presented with I'll just back up. So when the Daily Memphian obtained and printed this letter from April 16th, alleging pretty damn innocuous, let's be honest, behavior on the part of Tom Bowen, there were a lot of people who looked at the, and it's a heavily redacted letter. So the parts that were not redacted and said, man, this is pretty small stuff. I can't believe this can't be it. Can't be why he resigned, and I can't believe you people printed it. And I said at the time, I said yesterday, and I can't believe the university released it. The university released it because according to them, not us, not me, not the Daily Memphian, according to them, this is what contributed, it was a document that contributed to his resignation. And people looked at it and said, what, sitting next to a bus contributed, sitting next to someone on a bus, a woman on a bus contributed to his resignation? That's preposterous. And, but the point is that they identified it as a letter that contributed to his resignation, which made it therefore newsworthy. And so we printed it. And people are like, how in the world could that have led to his resignation? Didn't they investigate it? Like there's gotta be more. And so now, at least according to the university, and all we can do is report what they say, the reason there was not an investigation was he was given the option of an investigation, and instead of having the outside investigation, he resigned. That is why there was not a investigation, according to the university counsel, and that's why there are no more details, is that he resigned in lieu of an investigation. And so from the university's perspective, here's what I actually believe at this point. Sadly, I don't actually think, I was hoping yesterday that this was going to go away, that this was going to be done with. Because honestly, it's just tawdry, and it doesn't help anyone at this point. And it doesn't help Tom, doesn't help the university, doesn't literally help anybody. And as someone who has great regard for what Tom did here, and wishes good things for the University of Memphis, I just don't. Yes, it's true that it's a significant story in terms of why he's gone and whatever else, and it's true that the Daily Memphian has been doing what it can to stay in front of the story. But I'll be honest, as a human being, I would just as soon it go away. I no longer really believe it's going to go away. Tom Bowen is likely not, he's been in the running for a commissioner's job. And it's, I don't know whether, let's be honest, he's been running for a bunch of jobs lately. And if he could have, if he'd gotten one of them, he would have left long ago, right? So I don't know if this is going to blow, is it going to be the reason he does not get his next job? He hasn't gotten his next job for the last few years. But it's not going to help. It's not going to help. So I'll give you a situation where I think Tom Bowen does not get his next job, and therefore he contemplates whether to sue. Right?
Correct.
And he will, if he sues, he'll sue either. The risk, of course, suing is that everything comes bubbling up, right? And so
Correct.
You only sue either if he was not having an affair with this woman, he might sue, or if he doesn't think the university can prove he was having an affair with this woman, he might sue.
Correct.
The only problem with that, and again, like it's going to get so messy if that's what happens, but the problem with that is I don't believe the university is alleging that he had an affair or alleging, like that's not, what they are saying is, we got this letter, we presented it, asked Tom about this relationship and whatever, we said we would do an investigation, and instead of that, he resigned.
Correct.
So I think their position would be, and I'm just speculating here, their position would be, it doesn't matter to us. We're not saying he had an affair or didn't have an affair.
Correct.
We're saying he resigned rather than have an outside investigation. And if they have proof that that is true, it's clearly what their counsel has asserted, that it's true. If they have proof that it is true, that he resigned rather than have an investigation, that's it. Like, there is nowhere in the documents that you can see that the university said he had an affair or that they had an inappropriate relationship.
Correct.
What the university is saying is, we got this letter, we offered him an outside investigation, he resigned. The end. And if he had wanted to have an outside investigation, he could have had us investigate this and would have been cleared. And so there, I do think it may come down to a lawsuit. Their defense will be, he resigned instead of an investigation. Now, that presumes that that's true. I don't know whether that's true. That's what they're asserting. And I presume they probably wouldn't assert it unless they had some documented evidence that he resigned in lieu of an investigation. And so then that's that, it strikes me. Now, he would say, I'm not hypothesizing here, that this is all garbage, that David Rudd was out to get him from the beginning, and there was, this is a meritless letter. There was nothing to it. And there were all these other reasons that whatever, that they he was forced to resign. The problem is that if there is some documented evidence suggesting that he resigned in lieu of an investigation, I don't know how you get around that if you're Tom Bowen. But so that's why it was a significant bit of news, because I'll be honest, it was clear to me that we should, once the university identified this letter as the reason he's gone, we had to print it. But if you read the letter, it looked like, well, come on, seriously? You guys didn't even dig into this? What happened? Like, I heard Jason at the beginning of the Jason John show saying, did they investigate this? Whatever else. And that's a perfectly legitimate, valid question. Now we know, at least according to the university, that they offered to investigate it and that he instead resigned. And so there you go. And it probably, I would think, to the university's perspective, their defense would be, we never said he had an affair. We're not saying he had an affair, or appropriate relationship, or anything else. So you can prove it or disprove it all you want, but that's not the point here. The point is that he resigned because he didn't want to go through an investigation. So that's where that stands. But as I said, yesterday I hoped we would be towards the end of it. I do not believe we are. I think there will be more of this, unfortunately, as time goes on. I will tell you this, though. If you want to feel better, call Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Call Affordable Blinds of Memphis, and the sun will come pouring in, and you can say, Alexa, open my blinds, and your motorized blinds will come opening up magically, or you could have the cordless blinds, which they don't have those cords that can A, strangle people, or B, are impossible. I can never figure out how to use. You just put your hand at the bottom of the blind, you push it up, pull it down, magic. Or you can get the plantation shutters like my friend John Martin did, or you can get the outside shutters, the beautiful exterior shutters that look absolutely stunning, make your house look classy. Anyway, call Chip Wiggins, 753-5822, at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Come to your home, he'll measure everything, he'll show you your options, and within 1 to 3 weeks, bingo, it can be done. Highest quality, best price, quickest service. It's Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis, 753-5822. Or their website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com. When we come back, Jason Smith is going to join us. He, like, has all the people on his show, like every guest on his show. Penny Hardaway yesterday, Vicky Finch yesterday. I'm going to just assume he's got the president today and probably the last two presidents on his show today. We'll ask him what he's going to ask Donald Trump and Barack Obama when they appear on the Jason and John show coming up next. But we got to take a break. You can still send us your beer-drinking contestants as we assemble our bracket. It's the Jeff Glocken Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The 92.9 line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online. Join the locker room and get exclusive content and prizes too at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's radio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop Cities, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five Ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very Able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Systems is where you can go for all your computer needs. He was got a graduate. I have a graduate this weekend. I've got a high school graduate this weekend. He'll be sailing off to college, and he needs a computer if he's going to thrive. Cooper Systems is a place they can do that. It can be affordable. Whether it's sprucing up the old computer, they do that. They got their technicians right on site. Or whether it's getting them putting a new one in their hands. They can design their own computers for you. Also got Apple, Dell, Lenovo, Hewlett-Packard. You're not going to have to pay a fortune, and you can know that your son or daughter is heading off to college with a laptop. They can send you emails every day saying, Mom, Dad, this is how college is going. You'll probably hear from them every day. That's how it works with college students. They go on there. Yeah, it's the opposite. But you can certainly depend on Lee and Lauren Cooper. They are at the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679, 360-9679. Joined now by Jason Smith.
Hello. Gosh.
I have so much to talk to you about. It's ridiculous. First of all, you were the world is funny. You were getting grief yesterday from a Twitter follower who was ripping you for saying, for thanking. You had Penny Hardaway on the show yesterday. You had Vicky Finch on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
I and you evidently had the gall to say to them, thanks for this. Mm-hmm. And a Twitter follower took you to task for saying thanks for this, and yeah. you were very upfront in your response.
Well, usually I take the do not respond rule. But Billy Howerton, Billy Howerton, I believe his name is. I couldn't believe it. I'm getting hit up here. I'm getting criticized for saying thank you too much. Or it's the way I say it. And maybe I don't think Billy likes when I say it's a blessing to have you on the show. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Like, I'm pretty profuse with it. And it's because I'm grateful.
Because you are grateful.
And maybe to some, I do it too. And certainly to Billy Howerton, I do it too much. I don't care.
Can't be grateful enough. Gratitude is the answer to all this anxiety that besets us and everything else.
How can you be too thankful? And
just
so his point was, switch it up, whatever. Yeah, maybe he's just, you know, my idiosyncrasies.
I've got something now for you and Jeffrey to be thankful for.
What do you
Jeffrey, are you ready?
What do you got?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Look at this. This is just coming in.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Wait 1 second. You've seen a peek?
Just now.
This is from our friends at Memphisity Design. Like you to see this.
Oh, wow.
That's strong.
How about
strong.
That? We got we got 20 of these.
That is fantastic.
To give to the people.
Okay. Oh, in a medium.
You're going to send the town into a frenzy.
Take a picture, Jeffrey, so we can tweet this out to the people. Hang on 1 second. Hold on.
We're going
to
go viral.
Take a picture. Hold on 1 second. Okay. This is going to
be. It's all you. I'm not stealing anything.
No, no. That's you. Talk for a minute, Jason, while I hold it up.
I'm telling you guys right now, this city's about to go into a frenzy. Jeff's got 20 of these. You will want what he has in his hands. We all will be grateful and saying thank you.
All right,
Jeff.
I'm putting it online.
This is about to go viral.
All right, he's tweeting out.
I covered you there.
What size are you?
I'm a medium. You know, I'm slight of build.
I know you are slight of build. Yeah. So it says it's a Memphis shirt. It says, this is Memphis. We want all the smoke. And there's blue smoke on it. It's beautiful,
isn't
it?
That is sweet.
Okay, here you go. Here's your medium.
Thank you.
Look at you saying thank you again. You and your gratitude.
Sorry,
just stop saying thank you.
Bastard.
What size you want, Jeffrey? I got 20 of these.
Medium.
Thank you.
You want to? God, you people are tiny.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
And we're a medium. And
well, everybody else going to want large, so we're taking the ones, you know.
Okay, them. And so we'll get it. Well, you got a medium, Jeffrey. I'm saving this one for
you. Sir.
Man, look at
we
you.
We will give away one of these Christmas? Later. We'll give a couple of these away later in the show. I have 20, right? So I'll give one to
y'all.
John and Brad and whatever. Have we
we'll
tweeted?
Save some
have
for we? The people. I don't know if John needs one.
Oh, John absolutely needs one.
Let the people get John's. I'm sure he'd be that generous.
Jeffrey, have you tweeted out a picture when
I'm
you kidding. Two guys?
I am, but I'm trying to tag Memphis City as well.
Okay, trying to send it. Anyway.
Good move. Nice shirts.
Like, that's a hell of a quote, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to go. Come on.
No, but I mean, the fact that Penny just naturally rolled off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
This is Memphis. We want all the smoke.
He's a
Can
genius.
You, by the way, wear that shirt? Is that a, is it too fanboyish? Like, I don't wear Memphis Tigers shirts.
Well, since I've retired.
But it says this is Memphis.
You know what? I mean, since I've retired from the athletic, let's be real, I can be fanboy. Mm-hmm. And it is freeing. I must say it is free.
Have you publicly announced that you've left the Athletic?
No.
This is your first.
Just slid on out the back door.
You left.
Yeah, and there's no need to go on
work.
About it.
No, okay. Well,
my time was short. A few months.
Well,
I'm going to tell you.
Let me ask you this. Can we get you at the Daily Memphian? Can we recruit you to come to the Daily Memphian? Mark Weber's coming over. Mark Weber, fantastic photographer. The best sports photographer in the city. He's great.
I said it to you off air because I didn't know if you were ready, but that was a great pickup. You guys, the city of Memphis, Daily Memphian, you won't see this on the transaction wire, but they just picked up the best photographer in town in Mark Weber. My old running buddy on the Tiger basketball beat is headed over. He's announced it, so I'm not stealing any thunder.
Right.
I think it's all in his face, but what a pickup by y'all.
We have a pretty good one in Jim Weber already.
Oh,
we got the two
Jim
Webers.
Jim Weber is the art man.
He's the art man.
Right. It's all about the shot, and it's going to be something. It's something you could put in an art museum. Weber, and they're both Webers, but Mark. Oh, my goodness, I've never seen sports photos that are so alive. The entire crowd, by every face in the photo, sharp, it's alive. The photo jumps off the page. That's all I got. I could be a photo editor, couldn't I?
You could be a photo editor. Okay.
Those guys are great.
The next thing I have to talk to you about is I have a column up at the Daily Memphian on, and this is, you can tell I'm staggering to the finish line of the weekend because the column is the definitive guide of what you should get Memphis for his 200th birthday.
I love that.
And it's
topic.
One of these columns where I don't actually write a word. I just assemble everyone. I do about one every 30 or 40 columns is, hey, you all write my column for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like the people who wrote in on this one, it was absolutely tremendous. Tammy Sawyer wrote in.
Wow.
She says the new mayor. Not shockingly. Mm. Now, someone else immediately after that said re-elect Jim Strickland. So I put in that in order to be both. But we had lots of the good and great. Kelly English said a sensible human being to solve traffic issues. To me, traffic issues aren't big, but I don't live out east.
Oh,
I don't know where the traffic issues are.
That's more of a Murfreesboro Nashville problem.
That's more of
whatever.
There's lots of great suggestions here. One of the folks who wrote in, Les Smith.
You're kidding me.
One Les Smith wrote in with his own suggestion.
He needs to stop chiming in from Belize. Either come back or stay out.
He chimed in, and he thinks Memphis, for the Memphis's 200th birthday, your father.
I love him. What did he
wants
say?
To give Memphis. What would you think?
It's going to be something grand. I have no idea. He's the Black Shakespeare. I don't know. I have no idea.
He wants Memphis to have an unshakable confidence and city pride.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants to give Memphis. I was just going to give him one of these
intangible.
I was just going to give him one of these T-shirts, and he wants to give him.
Read it to me again.
An unshakable confidence and city pride, Les Smith.
Mm.
There you go.
That man could write a sentence.
So, all right.
His son could not.
By the way, we've got so many more. Our topic at the top of the show was
chugging. I heard it.
Was chugging.
You left out Tom Brady.
Tom Brady wouldn't. He just drinks ginseng extract.
Are you crazy? Have you not seen the stories about Tom Brady out chugging his offensive lineman? He is a chugging legend. There are stories all about it. There's like a scientific breakdown of it.
He chugged on the Late Show, too, with
Colbert. He should be on any all-star list of chuggers, and
he's
showed why he's better than Aaron Rodgers, because of my goodness, Aaron was a mess.
We've already filled our Patriots quota for Jeff. We
got Gronk on there. You think he could out-chug Gronk?
Well, I was driving in saying they're going to have two Patriots on there. Yes, he can out-chug Gronk. This guy's a living, chugging legend. Don't test Tom Brady. He's proven it.
We have other names that have been submitted since the last time we discussed this were Golden Tate, Kobayashi. Well, that's not – Kobayashi's not fair. His athlete
Golden
is –
Tate is interesting.
His athlete is Chipper Jones.
Never forget, Golden Tate, high-level baseball prospect.
Ah, okay.
Harry Carey. How about that, Chicago?
God. great pick.
No, that's on our deceased. That's the Andre Giant.
That's the Mickey Mantle.
Harry Carey, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle.
Push upstairs to the upper room for him.
Jay Cutler.
Probably.
David Wells.
Yeah.
So we have more. We're assembling a Tom Brady, I'm not putting him in my – that's fine. We can put him in.
If you want an accurate list,
if
you
he's
better
gotta be
on.
Our, it's going to be – we're just going to do it.
There's a video of Matthew Stafford chugging, and it's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to do 16 or 32 in our tournament?
Well, at this point, we might be doing a full 68. We might even have play-in games.
We're going to have play-in games?
Guys have stumbled on something great here.
For our Memphians – if we're going to put Memphians, that's a whole separate category, but Memphis athletes, the ones that rang to mind were Jonas and Jackson Dillon. You got anyone better than those two? And John Daly.
No, I think those are.
Let me ask you this.
Those are the highlights.
So yesterday I had Jessica Benson on.
Yes.
And I feel so ridiculous because she comes on and what do I have to ask her? Woman in sports question, right?
I stopped doing that because they looked at me funny.
I'm never doing it again. Like I told
exactly.
her. In fact, she's going to come back on the show.
Perfectly
on a regular
fair
basis.
Question. I found
first
out.
First time I did it. It's like, but then like Jessica, you don't need to ask her woman in sports stuff.
Nope.
You can ask her sports stuff. Of course you can. It's almost.
It's what you
it's
should
almost
do.
Defensive, right?
Yes.
So I don't want you to ask you black man questions. So
please, yes. Please, no.
Right, but.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Because
I know you're about
black
to.
Man and beer. Like everyone on this thing, except for Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, most of them are white.
I mean, you guys are ridiculous if you think beer and white man are. It's just the thing that
it's
black
ridiculous.
Man, what are you talking about? Yes. Yes.
But okay, who are we putting
up? I don't want to put guys up, but just go to North Memphis or South Memphis. I mean, I was raised in North Memphis.
Ridiculous.
I came up with 40s of Bush and 40s of.
That's the thing.
I mean, give me a break.
It's give me a break.
Are you serious? But yeah, I mean, if you have a hard time picking,
it's cliche to think it's a white.
Now, the type of beer you're drinking, you may go down, you know. But sure,
right?
I don't think many black folks drinking that Keystone. What about a Milwaukee thing? I think.
What about Fratty Light?
Friday, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, you know, Bud Heavy, but that goes both ways. That Bush, I don't know if y'all are on that Bush. That
Bush beer?
Yes. You act like you never heard
of
it.
I've had Bush beer, but is that like a, that's a, that, you think that's a.
Bro, Bush is like the, that's the thing, man. You
know
the corner.
Black and white together? Yep. Bush beer is where
we come. No, I mean, he's definitely right, though. The red label's really what brings everyone together.
Clearly. You can get that anywhere.
The king of beers.
On any corner in America.
Oh, yeah. The red label transcends all races.
The red label.
Yes, it brings us all together.
The red label
Bud Light,
being
Budweiser. Budweiser Heavy.
That's interesting.
Everybody drinks it. All races brings us together.
Brings us together. Yeah. That's okay.
But do it responsibly.
Of course. Okay, on to sports. I heard you yesterday on the open of your show pointing out, I think correctly, that this letter on the Tom Bowen stuff was pretty innocuous and petty, as the letter writer actually described.
Yes.
Now that we know, according to the Daily Memphian, that he resigned in lieu of an investigation, how does that strike you?
It feels like you want it to be the end, right? Oh,
you
well.
Hope it's the end, but I don't think it is.
Well, no. But to me, it only makes me ask the question I asked yesterday. I want the answer even more. Because, look, a letter that you all, as a newspaper, as an editorial, you know, board, however you did it, decided, right. You know what, we couldn't run this on its own.
Right.
But because they've connected it to his resignation, the university, it becomes newsworthy. I agree with that decision, okay, the decision on you all's part. I go back to, though, their decision to include it. A letter that you all thought was too thin, a letter that we've all read, and as redacted as it is and what it has in it, we've all said, that's pretty thin. They determined, without an investigation, one they said they were going to do, they determined this is tied to it, and we give it to you.
Well, what,
so
what
that
if it's
part
because,
of it, that part of it, I'm murky on Jeff.
What if, from the university's perspective, they get this letter,
yeah, and he...
And they go to him, and they say, Tom, we've gotten, they evidently, we'll take Tom's word for it, that he never seen the letter. Mm-hmm. So let's say we got this letter, and it alleges you're having an inappropriate relationship
we
with an employee so-and-so.
Yeah.
And he said, what we'd like to do is investigate it. And he says, yeah, I'd rather resign. Let's just pretend that's how it happened, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's pretend that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a FOIA that says any documents that led to the departure of Tom Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they obligated to? I mean, if that's how it played out. I don't know that's how it played out, but that's...
You've made the determination that because he's resigned, you've made it. You said there was something, and by his action, you're determining that it's tied to. Now, Tom, legally, is that enough?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
If you go to Tom and say, listen, we got this stuff, and we're just prepared. We don't necessarily know if you're guilty or not.
Right.
We're going to investigate.
I think it's perfectly reasonable, the scenario you're presenting. Yes, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
It's not even that I'm presenting. It's that's what university through their communications
just
has said
scenario,
what happened.
Yes, is what I'm saying.
And so then you can't fault them for not having an investigation. If that's true, then he didn't want the investigation. He could have had an investigation, and if it would have cleared him, it would have cleared him, and then he would have kept working, et cetera.
But if you are Tom Bowen, mm-hmm. and you are going for another job, which we know he is, you're not sitting there and fighting that? You're going to walk out on that?
I think
you're going to walk out with them and having that on and probably knowing it's going to go out, that's going to get requested?
You're exactly right. To me, the only – why
you want to clear
if you're Tom Bowen, then why wouldn't you have said, yes, investigate me?
Absolutely.
But apparently they're saying is he didn't say that. They're saying he – and I got to presume that they wouldn't say that unless they had documented evidence of that. So they're saying that he resigned instead of an investigation.
I know. And it is all pinned to a very – that's what it all comes back to is a very, very thin letter. We've all been expecting there to be more. I mean, again
– it doesn't – come. No, to me it doesn't because if they fired him based on the letter, that would be what the hell?
No,
right?
They haven't done that. But they have assumed that he walked away, said, this scenario that you've presented, you said the university has presented, you're saying that we've got something, right, and we want to talk to you. And they're not presuming that it's true. That he resigned as a result of this letter,
and they put it in the packet.
That, to me, is still based on a very thin letter.
Because
you got nothing from him. He says he didn't talk to you.
I don't think they're presuming. Listen, if they're just presuming that's why he resigned, I think they haven't had an investigation. They put it into the package.
Yeah? No. How are they not presuming that that's part of the resignation? If they didn't, he never saw it.
Because they're not presuming it. I'm going to presume, because they'd be morons if not, that they actually have documented evidence that he resigned in lieu of an investigation.
You're presuming there's more, not more about the alleged affair. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to. If they don't have proof that the reason he resigned is the investigation, then they're screwed. I don't think the university council would come out and say,
I've never seen
he resigned in lieu of an investigation unless they have documents that suggest he resigned in lieu of documents between them that suggest I am resigning in lieu of an investigation.
I think it makes it even more unusual that legal counsel spoke out. They usually don't speak on any personnel matters. I think it's even more unusual how quickly you all got the FOA. Let's be real. I've done those before. They can make you wait 6 to 8 weeks. Y'all's came back pretty fast. You know what I mean? The timeline. They got that out there pretty dang fast. And so it all just makes me want to ask more questions of the again, it feels like, hey, there's an investigation coming. We want that was coming, and that's why he stepped down, and they want this all to end. But to me, it only makes me ask more questions.
If what they are saying is true, that he said, I quit instead of an investigation,
They could have made you guys wait 6 to 8 weeks or whatever.
Why would you advocate?
I've never seen them come back that fast, Jeff. That's just me on the outside.
As a journalist, why wouldn't you applaud that?
Oh, I absolutely do, but I'd love for them to all come back and forth.
Do you want them to
stall? No, they usually do is my point, and you know that. They usually do. It came quickly.
Why are you saying here they should have stalled?
Because it got out so fast. And again, before we even know whether he got the job. Well, you tell me. It's if you believe he had an affair and you're trying to get this out.
I don't think it matters to them
if you've got more proof that this is the reason he's out, but you are pushing that narrative out there quickly. By returning that freedom of information request
I am never going to criticize a university.
Waited like they usually make us all do.
I'm never going to criticize a university.
Oh, I'm not criticizing. I'm saying it's interesting.
Producing it.
Yeah,
it is interesting.
At all. And I'm not blank. Great that you all got it so quickly.
What was the best part of the
unusual?
What was the best part of the What was the best part of the what was the best part we learned from Penny yesterday? By the way, I don't know how the hell you got him on your show, but that was very impressive.
Thank you.
How did you get what was the most interesting thing he said to you yesterday?
Probably about practice. John, I think, asked him the question. No, maybe it was me about you could sell tickets to practice. That was me. But the answer, I think, might have come back on one of his. But he said they would be legendary. And you're talking about a guy who's a legendary player. And we're sitting in here doing fantasy Tiger practices, you know what I'm saying, and putting, you know, doing position battles. And John and I lit up during the segment. We're going, this is fun. And Penny, a legendary guy, is in on it too because the guy's saying he realizes how legendary these will be all that talent.
No coach says the practices are going to be legendary.
Like it's the best tease ever because we all want to knock down the doors and get in there and go watch. I mean, parts of this is going to be better than the season. When they play some of these bye games, these preseason practices will be. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, a quarter of Memphis is not going to be down, you know, trying to pack the Bahamas to go down there and see these guys.
I do think. Like, I better get my
flight.
You're
going to have a ton of folks.
I'm going to get my flight.
It's going to be packed.
Okay, before I let you go, I can't let you go without saying the way we just went back and forth reminded me. I was driving around the other day listening to Jason and John, as I do. And you and Clay Travis, man, hammer and tong, going back and forth.
It went too long, and I apologize to our listeners for that. I will never apologize for challenging him or sticking to my conviction.
I admired that. Yeah. Because, let's be honest, whatever you think of Clay, and I think he's a race-baiting troll, but he's smart as hell.
Yeah,
and he's
lawyer
a
trained
debater.
Like you. He's lawyer trained like you.
And
it's tough to debate him because he's trained in the words
and
arguing.
And yes. I think it's really hard to take on Clay because this is literally the water in which he swims,
you know what he's
and
really
breathes.
Good at? And I'm not. He's good at doing it, and like you guys that are trained in this are with it, keeping the emotion out of it. And so it can
That's
be something.
Exactly right.
And
too.
So
he's
me,
totally
I'm
calm.
Right, and he's totally calm, and he's giving it to you, and I'm trying to come back and hey, hit back with thought and logic, right? But mine's coming out with emotion, and then you lose it. You lose it
That's
then because
exactly
he's still
right.
So dang calm, and it went on too long, and that as a result of my emotion, and I apologize to our listeners for that.
But I
will continue to challenge him when he is wrong.
I appreciate that. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
man.
You have a good weekend.
Take that T-shirt, wear it with pride.
Thank you.
All the smoke. We've tweeted out. We've tweeted out a photo of it and where you can get it at Memphisity Design. In the meantime, while you got your T-shirt on, if you notice cracks in the walls of your home or floors that are sinking or sloping a little bit, Redeemers Group, they don't do T-shirts there. That's not what they do. What they do is they make sure that you are living in a rock-solid home, that you don't have water in your basement, that your house isn't falling down, any of that. Foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete level, and the big stuff. Give them a call, 541-8765. They will send an expert to your home at no cost at all. They will assess the situation, and if there is a problem, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get $50 off your repair project. Seriously, give them a buzz, 541-8765, Redeemers Group, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Chris Harrington, who delivered on his promise to size up the games of R.J. Barrett and John Morant, he's tweeted it out on – I've tweeted it out, that piece out on Twitter. That's where you do your tweeting. He is in studio. We'll talk to him next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 10 a.m. Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
I'm on fire.
fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.